I'm Ding. I'm the bell.
Ding the bell, ding, ding the bell.
Welcome to dingthebell.com.
Yeah. Why so, like...
Why?
Well, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Did you hear the music?
I did.
Oh, did you? I didn't. Well, I didn't. Today is New Year's Eve.
Yes. Did you have a good Christmas?
Yes, I did.
Good, me too. Did you get lots of presents? Not this year. I didn't get a lot of presents.
I don't think so.
Because I'm poor this Christmas. I'm telling
me
people
too.
Not to buy me.
I mean,
anything.
Yeah. It just, yeah.
The economy.
Especially, yeah. Oh, me? Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, how can I afford?
Yeah.
Okay, well, so, that's okay. You know, I had a lot of joy.
Joy to the world. Joy to the world. Okay.
Yeah.
And then?
It works. And okay, then? Well, we are two ADD, I die,
Asians. We're two ADD Asians. And we need a bell to remind us whenever we go out of our topic that we try to stay on, we will hit the bell. Just like that.
Yeah, it seems like it's not really working.
Not really working. Last time it worked. Okay.
Yeah, it does work. Okay
now,
yeah.
Move on.
So, okay.
What do you want to talk about this time?
We want Christmas Eve? Tomorrow is New Year's
Eve.
So tomorrow is New Year.
New Year, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So,
like, I think everybody will be having holidays. I don't know if they actually check and listen to our shows. But if you listen to the show and you feel like months or days after, weeks after, you don't forget to listen to the Christmas Eve show, too. We actually posted a show on Christmas Eve. Okay.
Okay, well, today I want to have we have a special guest from New Jersey.
Yes.
Miss Joanne!
Hi, Miss Joanne! I thought you were going to do it.
No, you're going to do it.
Hi, Miss Joanne!
Joanne is on the live right now. We're confidence calling, Joanne.
Hi, hello!
Hi, Joanne!
Hope you had a good holiday!
Did you have a good Hanukkah with Haruka?
Yes, that's... Okay, I'm go by.
Come on, you know what? It's very special. I want to talk about this. I know that Japanese follow the Gregorian calendar, so they celebrate New Year.
What's the New Gregorian?
Gregorian.
What is Gregorian?
Gregorian calendar. It's like our regular calendar.
Oh.
Like European.
Am I too far?
Yes. You're too far. So, but for us, like Chinese people actually celebrate Chinese New Year according to the lunar calendar, which means usually falls around like end of January or February when we actually celebrate Chinese
New Year. What kind of people follow your calendar?
I think Vietnamese follow that. I'm not sure if Korean follows that.
I think Korean follow our calendar.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Chinese follow that. I know Vietnamese, maybe... I don't know. Mostly Chinese and...
America also follow our calendar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Lunar calendar. I think there are other groups of people too, like Laotian or something. But, you know, whatever. I don't know.
Okay. So anyway, yeah. So New Year's is very, very, very special day.
Yeah.
It's right here. Very, very...
I'm looking for my drink.
Yeah. And then, New Year is a very, very special day for us. So in Japan, usually company, you know, they just close on...
For a few days, right? Not just for New Year's Day. They actually close for 7 days.
Actually, majority company, they close 31st.
Oh.
And first until maybe 3rd or 4th.
Did you know I know that the store, everything won't open until January? Did you know why I know that January businesses don't open until about after January 3rd?
Yeah, like a bank won't open until like a 3rd.
Or open it on the 4th or something.
On 4th, yeah.
Because this is why I know, because when I went to Japan on Christmas Day.
Uh-huh.
And I went to Tokyo Disneyland on Christmas Day. And maybe you should do a podcast in Tokyo. Disneyland.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
Oh my god, we should do video. Maybe we'll be all for skinny and we'll do a lot of videos. We'll take our shirt off. Maybe not. Anyway.
So you were there
for... I was there in... I was planning to go to the zoo.
So you were visiting?
I was visiting my cousin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to go to the Ueno Zoo.
To
see the panda, right?
Yeah.
And we went there on like New Year's Day.
But they closed.
It was closed.
Oh, poo.
I know. So I didn't get to go. Maybe next time I'll go.
Yeah.
And then... So I didn't get to go. I didn't get to see that. So I knew that it was closed. But you know when we get to go? You know, on New Year's Day and New Year's 2nd, the January 2nd, we get to see the royal family.
What family?
The royal family. The emperor.
Did you see them?
I saw them. They were out like waving at us like, oh, hello, John Ong, I know you. I mean, oof, Ding, I know you. Call me.
What they look like?
They look like the royal family. They look like the king and the princess were there too. The princess. The one who got
the
married
other
to
one,
the guy.
The brother's one, right? The Kiko?
The king was the...
Still old?
The pretty young, like the one who married the prince.
Hirohito, right?
I don't know.
The emperor was the current emperor?
Haruka.
Was the emperor was current emperor? Or?
Yes, current emperor, yeah. Why do you think?
When
is there a
go?
Different one?
When did you go?
I thought it's the same ones for a long time.
Huh?
The emperor. How could I possibly see the emperor before? How old do you think I am? Huh? How old do you think?
Well, I don't know. You might went there when you were like junior high school.
It's the same emperor for a long time. How long already this emperor?
He said 20 years or so right now. 21 or something.
21. So I must be only like 12.
Yeah, so you might be there. I don't know.
Well, no. I went there when I was 18. So 19 or something. I don't remember. But yeah, he was there, the current one. The current emperor. So in fact, my cousin and I visited my cousin's sister.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm so sorry. And so, this thing gross. My rice came back.
Oh, so gross. So gross.
The rice just came back up. Like,
you know, speaking about like a loyal family.
Let me finish.
Oh, sure, go ahead.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Already. Okay, go ahead.
What was it?
Oh, can I say?
What was I talking about?
Loyal family. You saw the...
Oh, yeah. So I went to visit my cousin and then we were going to go to... Because everything was closed, right? Uh-huh. Shopping open.
Yeah, of course.
Like, you can go shopping.
Yeah.
We bought strawberries and we ate strawberries. And then, anyway, we were going to go to Tokyo Tower.
Uh-huh.
And we were walking, and we wanted to go to Tokyo Tower. So we followed the crowd. We don't really know how to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And we were following the crowd, and it's like a big line. So we followed the line. It's like, why are there horses? With, like, Japanese soldier on the horse.
What? Really?
Yeah. And then they, like, passing out Japanese flags. So we're like, oh, maybe there's something special. So we take him, what was it? Oh, this is a nice garden. Oh, we're in the palace. We didn't know we were following the crowd. We were walking. It was like, oh, we're in the palace. So I was like, oh, let's go see the royal family.
Uh-huh.
So we went there in line, like big long line, and we queue up. And then the prince, I mean, the in the balcony, and they all came out with a glass cover.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
So they came out and did this. Wave their hand.
How long? 5 minutes?
Like short, like about maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then they would go in and then like every hour or something they would come out.
Yeah.
For 2 days. I think January 1st and the 2nd or 2nd
I think
and 3rd.
I'm not sure. I thought only first day, but maybe because a lot of people want to see them.
Yeah.
Emperor is a symbol of Japan. So very important.
Is the emperor the
it's just
red
a
dot?
Symbol. Just a symbol.
What do you mean the symbol?
They don't do any politics stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just a symbol.
Yeah.
Kind of like a, you know.
Like an exhibition.
Yeah, just like a something like, a, you know, like, is that in England?
Yeah.
Like a you know, queen.
They call it, what monarchy? Something monarchy.
Monarchy.
Yeah. Something monarchy. Yeah.
Anyway, so speaking about royal family, you know, remember that the prince got married long ago,
yeah,
and you know a lot of like unethical comment about princess.
No, why?
Masako.
Why they said that she's a commoner?
No. Well, because her background was a diplomat, and she's like fluent in, you know, multi different language and stuff.
Oh, what languages does she speak?
I think she speaks, of course, English. Well, of course, Japanese, right? But English, Russian, German, and French.
Oh.
And what else? I don't know. She speaks.
Was her father a diplomat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, then they couldn't have a baby for a long time.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like media, it was very interesting because when it happened,
yeah,
I was studying the mass comm for my master level.
Oh, did you write a paper?
I researched a lot.
Oh.
About how unethical like Japanese media became, because it used to be very, very, you know, Japan is
very polite, right?
Yeah, very polite.
Respectful.
Yeah, very like conservative country. So media was very strict about all, especially writing about royal family.
Yeah.
It was very tough for them to even, you know, talk about it. But now they do whatever. So they...
I do what I want.
That's right.
The newspaper in Japan said, I do what I want.
But anyway, so...
That's Japanese.
Oh, anyway, so I wrote a research paper about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you are interested in reading my research paper, please let me know. I'll
yeah,
be
we'll
happy
send
to
you
share
a PDF.
With you. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a PDF copy?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
I want to read it.
Read it. Very interesting. Well, of course, I use the theory and stuff, comparing and stuff too, but yeah.
You compare
like a media unethical, you know, thing. So, yeah.
So, tell us a little bit more about your new year. Is it a new year? Yeah, yeah, it is a new year. Of course it is a new year.
No, it's not.
Why is it significant? Why is it big?
I think it could be related for Shintoism, don't you think?
Yeah, yeah. What does Shintoism
I'm not really
influence?
Aware because I'm Christian. So, I don't know.
But why is it big, though, to you personally?
I think, well, personally, I don't know, but I just grew up over there.
It's a part of your Japanese culture.
Exactly. And then, you know, New Year is the first day of your new year started, right?
Yeah.
So it's important because you don't want to... That's why a lot of people in Japan, very unique. Even though people do not believe Shinto or, you know, Buddhism, whatever, but they still go to shrine the first day of the January.
Right.
And... you know, give thanks and then like...
not to God, maybe just to get good
so
luck.
So like, just like give them coin, give throw the coin,
yeah.
And then just, you know, give some prayer.
For good luck.
Exactly. So kind of wish for the all families, like healthy, you know, life, like entire year or something like that.
Did you go?
Yes, I did.
And what do you do when you go to the shrine?
When you go there, unbelievably crazy. So many people,
yeah?
Oh my gosh, thousands and thousands of people.
Yeah.
So you just follow to the crowd. And
but Japanese is very good with lining up.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Like everywhere, it's like, ooh, it's a line somewhere.
Yeah, but you know, we usually get there like...
Early?
Like New Year's Eve. So,
oh,
11:50 or something.
Oh, like you want to go like at
exactly
night?
Brand new day.
Oh.
Yeah. And also the first rising sun is the most good luck thing. So that's why, you know, once me and my mother stopped going to the shrine stuff. I mean, it's just so many people. What is
mm-hmm.
the point, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We both like...
You can watch TV.
Yeah.
Did that TV show the first sun?
Exactly. So then, you know, but we are living in Riverside. So we sort of go to the Riverside to see the first rising sun.
Oh,
that's why our flag is rising sun.
Oh.
Yeah. So very important. So, yeah.
Nippon
mm-hmm.
means...
Yeah.
What?
Sun.
Sun.
And then land, like mainland.
Oh.
Home
the land of the mm-hmm. sun.
Yeah.
The land of the rising sun.
That's why emperor is son of the sun.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Is he hot?
Is
the son of the sun? He's hot.
Meaning good
not
looking.
Not good looking when a hot, really hot. Like,
yeah.
Are you all burned?
Yeah, exactly. He's burning. And
yeah, does he have
steam
sunburn?
Coming out?
Does he have sunburn? When he farts, fire comes out.
That's disrespectful.
I'm at unethical media.
You are very unethical.
Sorry, emperor.
Anyway, so yeah, that's very, very important. So
I remember when I went to Japan, it was New Year and everybody was hanging this thing in the doorway. Like, you know, when you go into a house, they have like a little bush and they tie it with, I don't know, a little panel thing.
I forgot the name.
Oh my god, you forgot your own culture.
Is that Shime Kazari? I think it's
called... Maybe it's Haruka.
Maybe Japanese Haruka. I think it's called Shime Kazari, isn't it? Well, Shime Kazari is for
Maybe Yoshi can tell us.
Yeah, Yoshi help us. Or Eri help us. I forgot the name of... The name is Kadomatsu.
What does Kadomatsu mean? Kadomatsu.
Gate.
Gay?
Kado is gate.
Oh, I thought you said gay.
No, gay. Gate.
You gay!
What?
That's Margaret Cho's mother.
Who?
Margaret Cho's mother.
Ah.
You gay!
Kadomatsu is gate. Wait.
Huh? Waiting?
Oh, no. Kadomatsu is... What was Kadomatsu mean? Kado for sure gate, but matsu is... In Japan...
Pine.
Like, pine, yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My god! Yeah. I know matsu because I know there's a Japanese restaurant called matsu.
Yeah. Matsu. So, gate, pine. So, matsu...
Pine gate.
Pine gate.
Yeah.
Pine tree is a good luck. In Japan, turtle, crane, pine...
Sun?
No,
chicken.
Plum.
Oh, plum.
Plum. Shōchiku. Shōchikubai. Oh, sorry.
Chikubai. Chikubai.
What? Shō
is... Chikubai is a bad word in Hokkien.
Oh, really? What
does
it mean?
Yeah, it's the vagina.
Well, shō is... Matsu is...
Pine.
Pine. Chiku is bamboo.
Oh.
Kake.
Bai
is...
Oh, yeah.
Plum.
That's right. They put the whole bundle of that.
Exactly.
I remember seeing like this wood thing and bamboo. Oh, that's
Kadomatsu, huh?
Yeah. Some small. I see like some houses like really small. Some like really big ones.
Something is big vagina, right?
You have to walk under the vagina to go into the house. And it's bushy. There's no shaving.
Ding is so disrespectful.
Oh, so sorry. No, you said that. Vagina chikubai.
Happy Vagina Day!
Oh my god! You have a very good vagina. Ding! Okay, so, now, what, like, do you guys prepare anything before New Year?
Yes, we do.
Clean house or what do you do?
Yeah, we must clean the house. Now, I think we believe, again, this is kind of related to Shinto, maybe, or Buddhist, I forgot. I need to study that. You must clean a house because you are celebrating. You know what? I just thought you
get it all mixed up.
Yeah, because I'm not really following. You need to clean a house before you have New Year. I thought it just simply like that. Oh, sorry that the our
carpet
because brand new.
Carpet went into my mouth. Felt like your vagina. Pine in my matsu in my mouth.
I think because also like. I will study about that too. But I'm guessing. New Year's also could be the celebration for the, you know, Shinto god.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all spirit, all like trees and tree river, god. Every all nature has spirits, right?
Yeah,
for
yeah.
God. Mm-hmm. So in the New Year's, we'll renew, like a reborn, like celebrating for the new coming in, new year, right? So if you don't clean, it's disrespectful for God celebration.
Oh, it's
day.
Like if say like you invite somebody to your house for a party and
that's
your house
right.
is dirty.
That's
it's
right.
Not good.
That's
so you
want to
prepare your house nicely to
and kind of get rid of all like a bad luck or you know like a negative you know energy away from home and have such a new.
Oh, but I remember that though. Chinese.
I remember that though. What happened?
No, there is. I remember, even as a child, I used to watch the singing competition, the red and the white with the male singer and the female singers on TV.
Yeah, that's
I used to watch that.
That's a very traditional thing.
What channel is it? The Fuji
NHK.
No,
Nippon Hoso.
Yeah,
Nippon Hoso Kyoku.
National.
Yeah.
Hong Kong.
Not Hong Kong. Nippon Hoso is Japan station.
TV station?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I remember watching that, and the the girl always the guy is red, right?
No, it doesn't matter. Like a team leader, a team leader just have to have it.
Oh, I thought it's men and the women. I thought it's like men one color and women one color, and then they fight, they singing and they fight.
No,
and
no.
Then the girl always cry. You're good.
Because she won?
No, like they always sing and they all feel the music and they got into the music and they cry.
You did the bell.
Do you not remember that? I remember the show.
No. It was no. Well, it the red team and the white team.
Yeah.
They have the leader, and they on purpose. Sometimes they pick both male, but when the episode you saw was men, women. That's it.
Oh.
But it every year they do that. They compete each other.
Yeah,
anyway.
It's pretty cool. I like to see that.
Yeah, it's really.
I used to like rent the videotape.
Oh, so funny.
So and the girl always cry. Like every time they would start singing. Always cry. Do you remember
Anka, right?
Not just Anka, like everything, even pop singers, they would sing. Oh,
really?
Yeah, cry. Always cry.
Like also Nippon Kayo Taisho is Kayo Taisho is like a music festival.
Yeah,
and then at the time, a lot of singers they cry.
Oh, maybe that's the one.
I think that one because they win stuff, you know.
No, this is not. This is like normal singers that would sing and cry. Anyway, oh my god, perfect timing. That's
okay.
It.
Hey, Nippon Hosoku Kyoku NHK also has the character Domo-kun. Do you know Domo? At the Target, when you go to Target, you see looks like a brown square monster, big eyes. Do you know what I'm talking about? I'm sure Pino Boy knows what we're talking about. It's square, type it in Domo-kun. It's an NHK character. But now it's very popular in America.
NHK, they're the mascot, right?
Yeah, it's really cute. Yeah. He doesn't talk. But he's a TB. Supposed to be TB square.
Yeah.
He's really cute. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Domo-kun.
Domo-kun.
Okay.
Okay, well, perfect timing, huh?
I hope you have a wonderful 2009.
Hanika?
Not Hanika. 2009, and we... Hopefully, we'll continue doing our shows in 2009.
Yeah, and don't forget to put your shochiku by in front of your home.
Yes. Ooh. Put your vagina out on the gate. Vagina gate. Oh, God. I'm so disrespectful. Put the bamboo inside your vagina gate. Ouch. That hurts. Anyway, thank you.
Oh, my God.
That is so bad.
That's so bad.
That is so bad. Okay.
Yeah.
So cool. Anyway, thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
And thanks for listening all last year.
Yeah.
And
how do you say Happy New Year in Chinese? In Japanese.
In Japanese. Akemashite omedetou.
新年快乐.
Yeah.
However,
but today is before New Year. So yeah. I should say 良いお年を, meaning 良いお年を is have a wonderful New Year.
Isn't it the same?
No. Happy New Year is after New Year.
Oh, okay.
But have a... May your
New Year be...
Yeah, wonderful. And
be fat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be... Hopefully, fuck, I'm still fat.
What? Oppa. Oppa. Oppa.
Whopper, Burger King, bye.
Anyway,
Hanukkah.
So...
We'll come back next year, 2009.
Okay, next year. So, では良いお年を皆さんお迎えください。
Okay. Okay. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ding, ding, ba-ding.